Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
I thought you were going to sing your little song.
And I didn't want to, though. I didn't want to.
Last second, I chickened out.
No, I've got 8,200 people listening to this show, and they're going to steal my song, so I'm not singing it. Screw them all. Screw y'all.
Screw y'all.
The bastards.
So,
Yeah.
Did I say this is Bob? I can't remember now.
Yeah, I think you introduced yourself.
Did you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hey, I was good. Okay, here's my song. Okay.
Sounds like the Ramones.
What?
Sounds like the Ramones.
Oh, yeah, I was going in a different direction. But my girlfriend knows that there's 52 teeth on my zipper.
Yeah.
I don't know. If someone wants to make that into a song, give me half.
The reason is,
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of some thing about she has to wear really thick glasses, and I don't know. There's a lot of thing going on there.
If the President of the United States can sing, you know, the song Peaches, certainly I can sing a song about my zipper or something.
Yeah, well, I like that song.
I know. It's a great
Peaches
song.
Come from a can, they were put there by a man.
It's a brilliant song.
There you go. I mean, what was that, My Name is Luca?
Yeah.
It's like a little travelogue in a song.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you go to Clear Lake, you take a left out at the airport. You drive about 10 fucking miles till you can't see anyone.
Oh, here's a song called I Pissed on Buddy Holly's Grave.
What? Something like that.
I don't know. You know.
So, you know, that's a good song.
No, it's not.
If you hear plane parts falling out.
Well, that's not even right.
Yeah. Of the sky late at night.
Yeah.
Just don't ask about Buddy Holly's shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm being driven crazy by, the people of Iceland.
Okay.
There's this kid's show.
Yeah.
Called Lazy Town.
Hey, you're not the head character. Are you?
No. Well, yeah. Unfortunately, I have to play act the lead character whenever the kids aren't watching it, but yes.
Yeah.
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 But you see, you made a comment earlier before we started about, you know, I bet you're watching the world news, BBC.
Right.
You know.
Right.
The world news. I just like to say it. But yeah, we're watching this thing called Lazy Town. It's made out of Iceland.
Yeah.
Which is kooky, isn't it?
Yeah.
If anybody's got kids, they probably watch this show, which is really it's like very much eye candy for children, but it's about lazy people, yes.
Yeah.
But it's actually the inverse of that. They're trying to get them moving around, right?
Right.
They have kind of funny accents when they talk.
Yeah.
They're speaking English, but it's Icelandic, I guess, English or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a pretty small island, you know.
Right.
So anyway, the main good guy's name is Sporticus.
Sporticus.
Like Spartacus.
Right, but he's Sporticus.
He's Sporticus because he plays all these sports.
Okay.
And he jumps around everywhere.
Right.
So I gotta be Sporticus all the time.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like, now I gotta think of how he talks all of a sudden. He doesn't talk like that. He goes, hey kids, I'm here in Lazy Town. I think I'll stay. And then the kids are like, Sporticus, are you gonna run in the big race? Sure, kids. I'll help you out. I mean, it's like, I don't know what to. So, like, I'm playing with the kids talking like this out on the playground today.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they want me to be Sporticus, so.
No, you're Sporticus.
Yeah, I'm a Sporticus. And he does these crazy, like, disco moves or something. He's kind of like an Icelandic Denny Terrio.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to watch the show, it'll all come, you know, the whole picture.
Yeah.
But it's kind of kooky because he does these crazy arm moves and he has his own little theme music every time he moves around, you know?
It's kind of
like,
show, yeah.
If you remember, it's just like, you know, when you were a kid, when you watched the $6 Million Man.
Yeah.
And every time he'd run, he'd have to go,
right?
And he'd jump in slow motion and everything. But he does these things and this music, and then he moves really quick and does a flip or something. Unfortunately, I can't do any of that. So
yeah.
I'm kind of like the lame old fat Spartacus.
Yeah.
Who does the dun, dun, dun. Hey kids, what's going on here in Lazy Town? You know, that's all me. That's my Spartacus. But the kids get into it. It's funny. Hey
really?
Spartacus, you got to help us. Okay. Okay, kids. What it seems to be the problem. It's like a really, I'm not doing it. It's like a bad Perfect Strangers episode or something.
Balky.
We'll do the dance of joy. So yeah, I'm just being totally, immersed in Icelandic culture. At least the only version that comes to the U.S. shores very often.
So. I wouldn't guess you'd watch that.
Besides Bjork.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm Spartacus.
Really?
That's right.
I'll have to see the show.
We'll have to, it's on, well, you actually might be able to catch it because it's on afternoon.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'll see if I can break for lunch.
Yeah, I think it's on at 12:30 actually. When you're sitting there eating your grease-sopped Casey's pizza on your couch, on your dog shit-stained couch, you can.
Yeah.
You can flip on Discovery Channel, I think it's on. And
really?
Or no, it's Nick Jr., I'm sorry.
Nick Jr., I'll see if I can find it.
Hey, kids. Yeah. Oh, Spartacus! That's like another character. The mayor.
Hey, and this is another. He eats candy all the time. His name's Ziggy.
Yeah, I got them all down. I can play the whole cast.
I see. Wow, you're like. Jeez.
I think I'll be doing my rendition of Lazy Town and put it out there.
You're like the Rich Little of Lazy Town.
Yeah. Hey, Stephanie. There you go. So what's going on with you? They sing and dance and everything. It's crazy.
So,
the Rich Little of Lazy Town. That's funny.
I was having a lot of arm pain this week.
Oh, Christ. Here we go with the death thing again.
No, I wouldn't think I was going to die this week. But I was
it was only in my wrist and my forearm. I don't know what that means.
My wrist. Actually, that's where the pain was.
Oh, please.
It was in my wrist.
I've been churning a lot of butter, folks.
My left wrist really hurt bad.
I was in the old Lazy Boy churning a lot of butter this weekend.
I was making gravy. No, I was. I was in a lot of pain for no reason.
For no reason, yeah.
Right.
You think that, yeah, those muscles would all be worked out for you by now.
You would think, but that is not the case. So I told my wife about it.
And she's like, oh my God! We gotta go to the emergency room right now!
No, no.
Oh my God!
She didn't, but she's like...
So she packed up the kids and took off.
She's like, your hand looks swollen.
Uh-oh.
She goes, I think... Your wedding ring is too small.
You look like you're wearing a Mickey Mouse glove.
Yeah. It did. No, it didn't look that bad. It didn't look that bad.
Yeah.
She's like, wow, you know, I don't even think you'd get off your wedding ring now. Right?
And you're like, well, God damn it, I was going out tonight.
I know. Like, lo and behold, now I can't get it off, and now, like, I'm all freaked out.
Oh, jeez. Right? We have to cut it off.
I'm like, well, now
it's get the jaws of life for my wedding band.
It's like 9 o'clock at night, so I can't go to the mall. I'm like, man. You know?
Yeah.
So
you can't go to the mall.
Day.
What do you mean you can't go to the mall?
Well, it closes at night. You know?
What are you going to do at the mall?
I was going to get it, whatever they need to do, you know, to get it off. Not get it off, but I'm going to get it off, you know. Right?
What kind of mall do you got there in your town?
Strip mall.
Sure isn't lazy.
No, it is lazy. Oh, come on in. No, I go in and like they go, we'll just cut that off.
Holy moly.
And they start cutting it off and then they realize they don't have the tool is not sharp enough. Right?
Oh boy, Boy, you got some fat ass fingers there.
Yeah. They're like, man, these are like sausages. Christ. You know, like Johnsonville brats or something.
Yeah, like Rosie O'Donnell hands going on there.
They're like, we'll come back tomorrow.
After they've, like, gnawed on the ring for a little bit?
Yeah, after, you know, they've got about halfway, and they're like, well, that might cut you.
Yeah, so I was going to say.
Be careful.
Here, put a Band-Aid on that.
Yeah. So I go in yesterday, and they finally cut it off, and magically now my arm's feeling better.
Oh, like your ring was too tight.
I don't know. Explain that. How that
could
happen.
What the hell's happening to you?
Huh?
How do you get, like, real fat arms and hands?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, it's weird. Now this ring is off, my arm feels like 100% better.
These Hungry Man dinners are going straight into my knuckles.
So I was like, you know, well, maybe if I date other women, I might really feel better.
Oh, well, I bet you probably
so
would.
Just, you know, note for the ladies there that, you know.
Honey, I got a pain in my groin.
Yeah.
Well, go to the jeweler. Have him cut it off.
Well, now, like, my ring finger's all, like, freakish, freaky looking, you know?
Right, because it's, like, indented?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
You're, like, holding a lot of water.
I don't know. What's that about?
I have no idea. You got me?
I don't know.
So what did they resize the ring or what?
They're like, come back in a month and we'll redo it for you for $20.
Well, did they give you your ring or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they were holding it for answers.
Oh, no, you fat bastard. You lose some weight.
Do you realize that the amount of gold we got to put into this is more than you paid for the goddamn ring?
Son of a bitch.
You'd be better knocking out the top of a Pepsi can sticking on your finger, you sausage-fingered bastard.
There's that Louis Anderson ring you wanted. Bastard. Here's the Junior Samples ring you want. That is weird. I don't know how that made my arm feel better, but it did.
Well,
it did.
I was going to say you can engrave your wife's name on here, but you might as well do the whole fucking family as much room as you got here.
you can do your address on there.
You can do your whole genealogy on this bastard.
We'll put your zodiac on there too.
You ever see one of the perpetual calendars? You can put one on a ring and just spin it around every day. And say,
yeah.
Hey, Miles, what day is it? And you're like, give me a second here.
Hot damn tamale.
And we can even put the large numbers on there. So when you get old, you can still read it.
You know, I thought I was being punished.
So your arm feels better, huh?
Yeah, but I thought I was being punished because, coincidentally, the cat that I injured its front left paw.
Oh!
And now I've got this pain in my left arm.
I was going to say, which hand, did you have it on the correct hand? So.
Yeah, coincidence? I think not.
I think that's a little karma.
Yeah.
So when are you going to sit on the couch?
I don't know. Oh, that's coming up next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be laying on the floor watching TV and then, you know, pop out a little, have one of your famous loose stools there.
Famous loose stool. I didn't know I had a famous loose stool.
Well, you know, Famous Amos has got his chocolate chips and you've got your...
Famous Miles' loose stool. Loose stool, Miles. Hey, loose stool, get up here.
We call him the famous Miles Diarrhea.
I thought I'd introduce myself next week.
Hey, Imodium, how's your fat finger?
Oh, man. It's freakish looking.
Was it just that one finger puffed up or like your whole
hand? No, my wife started this. She's like, your hand looks swollen.
Did like your other hand look like really emaciated? Like you squeezed your one hand and all of the blood went in the other hand or
it
something.
Did look a little rosy in the palms, but I don't know what that was about.
I thought you were going to say it was hairy.
Yeah, no, rosy. You know.
Yeah. My electric shaver's getting dull from shaving my hands or something.
Yeah.
So, I think you're going to be better.
I guess. I'm going to have to go out without a wedding ring, I guess.
I think it's that 7-year itch or something, right?
You think?
I think.
more like 11 years.
Well, whatever. You don't know how to count, so.
Yeah.
So, I guess you, to move on just for a couple minutes here at the end, I guess you ticked off, Baker a little
bit. Oh, yeah, hey, here's our footnote here to the thing. Hey, man, I just want to say to Scott, our big fan, that we're sorry. Bob was wrong. You were not fired from the job. You quit. You were a man, and you said, I quit, and you moved.
I don't think that I said anything about him getting fired.
And I apologize for Bob's behavior.
Oh, please.
Was out of line.
I feel like my name comes up at your house all the time for stuff like this. Honey, it was Bob. He called you a fat bitch. I had nothing to do with it. It was all Bob.
Bob,
you've heard him talk about my sister and their family.
Yeah.
You make it sound so real.
So Scott, I don't know where we got this wrong information at. It was wrong. I'm arranging right now for some of the Indiana Pacers to beat the crap out of Bob as we speak. I'm hoping that whatever his name, Artisan or whatever his name is. I'm hoping that we'll beat the living crap out of Bob here.
I got a free pair of tickets, so I was thinking about going.
Yeah. I love that.
Okay, guys, this week, it's anybody in a red chair.
Yeah.
Like wrestling at the Chase or something here. Well, Scott, you know,
Scott,
Miles is very sorry.
We got it wrong.
Pissed you off.
We got it wrong.